Hey, Hemingways. It is great to see you after so many years. This is lovely. Feels like a full circle moment because I was here to read from my first book. Thank you, Joan, and thank you, Christopher, for all you do. Tonight, I will be reading from Earthwork. It is a book that I wrote in response to my mother's suicide when she passed in 2012. It took about 10 years to write. But as I wrote this book, I noticed that my grief was transforming. It moved from being painful and anxious to being quieter and more beautiful and a way that I could connect with people. This book has three sections, and I am going to read a few poems from each section. The first section explores what was happening around the time of the mother's death, and with the reader is dropped into the middle of the action. The second section, we explore childhood of the speaker, and the third section, we explore healing.
How does that work for you?
Can you turn it? Yeah. Oh, this is much better. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. This is great. I am blind, and so if you see any weirdnesses, awkwardnesses, that's why. Can't see. Through ether and static. An aunt tells me she has decided not to eat. We can't budge her. Later, your mother is really sick. Later, she flushed her antidepressants. Later, she doesn't want you to come. Later, my mother's whisper, I would never do anything to hurt you. But this, like so many of her communiques, is a secret wrapped in a half-truth. To enter the sky, I disinhabit my body, wield my white cane like a weapon, hand my credit card to uniformed attendants. Are you blind? You're very well dressed for a blind woman. I leave it there. The plane ingests, egests me, shuttle, street, curb, I fall off the curb, elevator, highway, yard, wooden ramp, door of the trailer. Now I am on the inside of the hive. She has set in motion anorexia mirabilis, a buzzing in my head. How does this mean? I put a hand out to receive her engagement ring, silver band with pearl. Can't eat, won't eat, can't eat, won't eat. Can't eat, won't eat. When I was a child, my father would badger me with can't means won't. Does she think about what it will be like when she is no longer alive to tear her hair and cry into the phone about it? Last year, she cried into the phone and told me, I'm living for you. Oh, Mom, oh, metonymical vessel, the second miracle you're hoping for. An ash man will pour you into a shape that holds. Thanks. The last time I see her, she is the most beautiful. Spare, barely spirited, the martyr right before king or spiteful father smites her. Stripped of rage, she is the most beautiful, the last time I see her. Hair soft as earth runs through my fingers. I trace her cheekbones, she smiles a lot now. Her hair the color of damp Pennsylvania earth. But the soil where she suicides is made of sand and clay and nothing blooms until torrential rain, swamp, flood, and overlush. Where we grew up, the earth was thick and dark. Did she miss it? The smell, clean, seed-laden. So tired, I close my eyes briefly. Turn away from my mother for the bigger, brighter moon. Night, this pang, cambered, road, banked, no shoulder, high, dizzy, inked sky, thick brandied cinders slide away under my steps. I turn away from my mother for hunter's moon, buck moon, full cold moon. In silence, I turn back to follow Mama Corona. She is gone. Now we are in the second section of the book. This is exploring the speaker's childhood and the mother's relationship. Before she can give me her voice, there is only an image through mottled glass of a blue baby. The baby's thin wrist reaches toward the mother through the incubator. The mother mimes love talk like a play without sound. The baby has inhaled the ocean, her lips and nails gray as a storm. The mother stands guard over lungs as big as skipping stones. Studies the baby's crustacean ribs, how they ride the crests and troughs of the ventilator's breath. The doctors say the mother's miracle may have some deficits. Honey, the principal of my new school bends to me. I can smell her powder. Honey, you are such an inspiring little girl. We have another little girl like you at our school. So brave, she crawled, lipstick grimace, up the steps to class before we had an elevator. I forget her name. Maybe the two of you can be friends because of how you're both special. She touches me. I suppress a flinch. My eyes shake uncontrollably. This is called nystagmus. In the parking lot, my mother hugs me. I smell her copper tone and feel her sunglasses push against my face. I want to return to the sun-drenched patio where we will bake. She kisses my cheek. I love you, my princess. You made such a good impression. You're getting so big, so independent. My mother, the storm. Flies beat and buzz against dying fluorescence. We lift the shovel, the pitchfork, remove piss and shit to make a nice bed for the horses. I touch the silk purse of a nose, a whiffle of ferment. New oats from the feed bin, stick my hand in and pull out. She admonishes me, stop dawdling. I know that upward creep in her voice, feel the current in my hackles, shovel more diligently. She finishes her stalls first, grabs the shovel away from me. I am too slow, never do it right. Don't mention how I can't see a thing in the dark of the stall. She has never asked me how much I can see. I caress an ear, tickle some chin whiskers while she cleans up my mess. The drizzle that tip-tapped on the metal steel on the metal roof climbs to a roar. I feel the storm building inside and out. Know how our heels will be sucked into mud when we race to the truck, and I am always so slow in the dark. The horse's restless kicks against the stall doors, cribbing the wood with their teeth. She shuts the last one. We can't hear over the downpour. The outline of her face lifts its chin to the rafters. Stop, she cries, stop it. The sky water turns off. Sudden quiet, my awe, the scent of fresh hay. Thank you. Now we're in the third section of the book. This is after the mother's death, and we are at a funeral. Funeral artifacts. I deliver the eulogy. Otherwise, she would not have had a eulogy. Afterward, there was sour wine, cheese plate, slideshow. Included were pictures of her with horses, serious, smiling, taken during the time of my childhood. Two women with Southern Belle hairdos and accents surrounded me and said, "We loved her so much, she was so into horses," and, "I took her to my farm to ride horses, just gentle walking. Did she ever talk about me?" I have to show my best politeness. I'm sure she did. How instant and painful, skin and muscle shift like dry, stiff clay, fist beaten to metabolize this new knowledge, forced morphing of my face into the appropriate emotion. I want to tell them it was suicide and she never mentioned you, but the new skin has no mouth. Just two more. My uncle sends me boxes of her things, and inside those boxes are other boxes of my things. My riding helmet still fits my head. I mash the velvet beneath my palm, back and forth, back and forth. Admire the scuffs where I ate dust more than once and was forced to remount and continue. I take the helmet for a walk to a field near the greenhouse, wait for small white moths and let them settle on me, wait for the ghost horses to arrive, curious, ambling. And this is the last poem. I just want to say thank you so much again for this opportunity to continue to promote Earth Work, and it's great being in community with all of you tonight. Hey, Mama, let's start over. I'll be the turf, you be the war, you be the nightmare. I'll be the flinch, I'll be the vetchling, you be the wheat, you be the sweet, I'll be the acid, I'll be the nomad, you be the desert, you be the spirit, I'll be the horse, I'll be the, it's very dark in here. This has never happened to me. Let me start over. Hey, Mama, let's start over. I'll be the turf, you be the war, you be the nightmare, I'll be the flinch, I'll be the vetchling, you be the wheat, you be the sweet, I'll be the acid, I'll be the nomad, you be the desert, you be the spirit, I'll be the horse, I'll be the cosmos, I'll be the, you be the all bad, you be the all bad, I'll be the all bad, I'll be the limpid, you be the monsoon, you be the spin, I'll be the early birth, I'll be the razor, you be the scorched earth, you be the hearth, I'll be the fire, I'll be the sphere, you be the gravity, you be the canopy, I'll be the shed leaves, I'll be the thief, you be the mall, you be the drill, I'll be the burr hole, I'll be the control, you be the experiment, you be the firmament, I'll be the acolyte, I'll be the plot, you be the scatter, you be the mother, I'll be the moth, I'll be the south, you be the clay, you be the eye, I'll be the beam, I'll be the blame, you be the prize, you be the dough, I'll be the forlorn, I'll be the cairn, you be the absent, you be the portent, I'll be the whim, you be the veil, I'll be the stone, I'll be the spine, you be the nerves, you be the observer, I'll be the fugitive, I'll be the harpy, you be the vixen, you be the sod, I'll be the scape, I'll be the goat, you be the goddess, you be the gloss, I'll be the ghost, I'll be the heist, you be the confessor, you be the cusp of winter, and I'll be the weather turning. Thank you.
Wow.